I feel like I kind of know you already. You have been on my TV for so many things for so long. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
It's a possibility. Thank you.
Well, I'm very glad that I'm talking to you because this is an important topic here in Florida, learning to swim. And you've taken on the mantle of making sure that people know that April is Adult Learn to Swim Month. Why is it so important to make sure people know this?
It's quite amazing. I've been swimming my whole entire life, and I got involved with the St. Pete Masters. Actually, I know obviously we're local here, and I've been swimming, you know, my whole entire life, and I started to compete again about 2 or 3 years ago. And as I've competed, I've got to know the people who run U.S. Masters Swimming, and it's a fantastic organization. But the stats about people who can't swim are quite incredible. There's over a third of adults can't swim the length of a pool. And when you think about that, that's fairly a significant number. You know, almost 3 out of 10 people, if you push them in a pool or if they fall into a body of water, are not going to be able to swim a length of a pool to help someone or get themselves out. And believe it or not, and I'm not talking children here, more than 10 people drown every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's this is preventable. So just, I'm obviously I'm a master swimmer and I got involved with USMS. And the website is usms.org/learn-to-swim. And if you go there, you can find a program in your neighborhood. It's not expensive. There's pools all over the place. And there's adult learn-to-swim classes in pretty much every single town right across America. So if you or someone you know or a child, you know, you need to teach them to swim because some of these statistics are amazing. Mm-hmm. If you can't swim, and I take it you can swim, right?
Oh, you bet I can. I was a lifeguard.
Right. So, you know, but if you can't swim, there's only about a 13% chance that your children will learn to swim. So by the very nature of the fact, if an adult can't swim, then there's a 1 out of 10 chance that that their child would learn to swim too. And I think there's a stigma. I think people are embarrassed, you know, because it's just sort of assumed, right? Everyone can learn to swim.
Sure.
So I talk about it. That's my passion. Now, outside of bringing you great products on television, the one thing I like to do when I'm not working is go straight to the pool and swim. I did my mile on Saturday and broke my personal best by 25 seconds. So
way to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. And I have to be honest, I have only ever promoted products that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, you know, does that Turbo Scrub really work? Does that OxyClean really work? And and the product that I love the most that I've ever, you know, really got behind is swimming. And people have been laughing, like, you're going to promote swimming? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Get out there. It's a great form of exercise. I think you get down to a pool, you meet the fellow swimmers, and there's all types of people down there of all shapes and sizes, of all physical condition. I get in the pool and, you know, there's people hammering up and down doing their laps. And you got, you know, a couple people recovering from sports injuries and then you got, adults learning to swim. There's fantastic pools in and around the Tampa area, all the YMCAs.
Oh, yes.
The North Shore pool is amazing. I used to swim in Tampa. I used to swim at the YMCA just on the south end in South Tampa. It's fantastic. So, I'm supporting, I'm promoting swimming, loving it, and loving every minute of it.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, the South Tampa Y is where I go because they have this wonderful outdoor warm water pool, which is fantastic for low-impact exercising. That really got me back.
Well, you know, you've got great cardiovascular activity.
Oh, yeah.
You've got, I don't want to say no stress on the bones, but, you know, you're suspended in water. It's easy, and you don't have to be in there swimming like Michael Phelps or Ryan Lochte or me, for that matter. Get in there, do a few laps, and if you don't know how to swim and it interests you, and if your doctor's telling you, you know what, you need to lose a few pounds, you need to get the joints moving again, and you're worried about swimming, get down. Go to usms.org/learn-to-swim. If you want to donate, you can go to usms.org/giving. But go to their website and hook up with an adult learn-to-swim instructor. And I like to put my money where my mouth is.
Okay.
So I have become an adult learn-to-swim certified instructor.
Ah.
So there is a chance, that I could be your swimming instructor. And here's a funny thing.
Uh-huh.
I've been swimming since I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I have never actually taught anyone to swim up
really?
Until now. Yeah, I just, you know, it's just one of those things. I've never taken it upon myself to teach anyone. And it's actually, once I did my class down in Sarasota, I went down and I jumped in the pool for a couple of days and just took the class. And It's great. It's shockingly easy to get someone who doesn't like the water to swim. You start off with little tiny baby steps. Just starts off by just putting your head underwater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting in the water and feeling comfortable and just doing little, you know, blowing bubbles. That's where it all starts. And it sounds so silly, right? The grown-ups blowing bubbles. But if no one ever taught you to swim, it's not your fault.
No. It's really not. But you've had an instance in the past, despite being a master swimmer in, was it in Hawaii when you were surfing? You came pretty close.
I did. I bit off a little bit more than I could chew. I went to the North Shore of Hawaii to kind of retrace my surfing when I was 18, 19, and I went back last year, and I paddled out at sunset, and it was huge. It was the same day as the ADI Cal Big Wave Invitational.
Ooh.
And I took the wrong wave, wrong time, went over the falls, and I have a shoulder that has a habit of dropping out when it dislocates, and I went over the falls on this giant wave, dislocated my shoulder on my own at Sunset Beach, had about probably a solid 800-yard swim in giant surf.
Oof.
And honestly, if I hadn't, not only did it rattle my cage, actually just going over the falls, and my shoulder came out of socket and it stayed out.
Oh my.
But if I hadn't been able to swim, well, firstly, I wouldn't have been out there, I don't think, because that's always given me the confidence. But if I hadn't been able to swim, I don't think I would have made it in that day. So I'm super grateful for that experience. But, you know, we're talking about backyard barbecue pool, you know, people who you know, accidentally fall into a pool.
Sure.
Or even some people, you get caught in a rip, and before you know it, you're, you know, being sucked out of your depth, and people go into panic mode when they can't swim. And it's an important, I really think it's important that everyone should learn how to swim to start with, because it's fun. I mean, if I could say one thing, I can't imagine living in Florida and not wanting to go in the water.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, rivers, springs, pools. And, you know, of course, I was down on my boat yesterday going up and down, just going out in the Gulf, and it's just people everywhere in the water. And, you know, three out of ten of those people can't swim the length of a pool. 30, you know, I think the exact statistic is about 37%, which is amazing. Yeah, I know, amazing. And like I said, I think there's a big there's a big stigma for adults. You know, it's like, I don't know how to swim, so people don't talk about it. So I want you to get in the pool and learn how to swim.
Absolutely. What does it mean to be a master swimmer? I've heard the phrase, but I don't know what it entails.
So sometimes I worry a little bit about people who see master swimmers and you think you have to be a master, like some kind of Jedi Knight. That's not true, because no one in my swim team is a Jedi Knight. But master swimming is basically for anyone 18 and above who wants to get involved in a swim program for either fitness or, you know, to new social, you know, make some new friends, or even compete again. There's several events all over the country. Coming up at the end of April is U.S. Masters Nationals, which takes place in Riverside in California, and there'll be about 2,500 swimmers there. Ryan Lochte will be there. Gold medalist Nathan Adrian will be there. We had in Greensboro, South Carolina last year, and the year before that was San Antonio, Texas. You can go down and find a workout that fits you. It's sort of funny. So here's the workouts. They have the triathlete workout, which is a little piece of paper for the triathletes, and they're kind of in their own little lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have for the swimmers who just want to do a little bit, it's called the fine wine workout. And then we have the fine wine workout would be that it's exactly what it is. You don't want to swim too hard. And then we have the stroke workout, which is for a little bit faster. And then they have the shark workout, which is difficult. The shark workout is a hard, tough workout. And in my swim team, we have anyone, I think, well, the youngest guy I swim with is about 23, 24. And then one of my favorite swimmers of all time is Judge Beach from the St. Pete area. And Judge Beach is, I don't want to call him out, he's in his 80s. And he's in the pool. So we've got everyone from, you know, people just swimming for 20 minutes to people cracking out 5,000-6,000 yards of workout. And it's a ton of fun. The North Shore pool is, I think, one of the best pools in America, probably, outside this one in San Diego that I love. And then the Shark Tank in Sarasota is amazing. There's the Long Center up in Clearwater.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if you are looking for a workout and you want low impact and you want to just get in the water and get the blood going and get the, you know, everything flowing again, grab a bathing suit, get in the pool. And if you don't know how to swim, go to usms.org learn to swim and find someone to help you. And I could be your instructor. Could be me. I could be teaching you.
I'd have my hand raised there, no problem at all. Now, I have a friend who recently had her second child, and with her first, she took him as a baby to learn how to swim, teaching the babies to turn over in the water. And I thought that was amazing that they could do that.
I think it's a very natural thing for, you know, baby, you know, as a rule, I would say most kids just absolutely love the water. And it's, I see they have the little swim class. It's funny. We've got Olympians in the pool down in St. Pete, and then we've got these little toddlers in there learning how to swim. And the techniques to teach an adult, believe it or not, are very similar to teaching a kid. We start off with just getting you comfortable in the water. Just looking at the water, maybe having a conversation about why you're afraid of the pool, like why there are some people who will take a wide berth. So we just sort of get over that. Okay, let's get in the water. Let's just put a bathing suit, and today we'll just get in. And that could be step one of your lesson. Like, you actually got in the water. And then, then we stopped blowing bubbles and doing, you know, just lying flat. And there's a very, very specific way that we get people confident in the water and teach them how to swim. And the rewards are amazing. You know, all of a sudden you go from being a non-swimmer to all of a sudden you open the world. Anything's your possibility. There's no end to what can happen when you know how to swim. But 10 people drowning every day. Today, 10 people in the U.S. will drown. Adults.
Well, if we can help prevent that, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Just one question.
A lifeguard. Which beach did you lifeguard at? Or which pool?
You know what? This was up in Ohio when I was a kid. It was the neighborhood Garfield Heights Recreation Center. I did. I was a lifeguard. I was a water ballet the whole bit. Did competitive swimming. I absolutely loved it. And, you know, to this day, I love getting in the pool. I'm not a competitive swimmer anymore, but that doesn't stop me from giving it a shot.
Well, there are more than 800 Adult Learn to Swim certified instructors. So if anyone's listening and you want to get out there, USMS is the website, usms.org, not .com, and that will get you to basically the swimming website. And don't be intimidated by the word masters swimming, because there may be a couple masters in there, but it's a great group of people. And we have, like I said, everyone from people just doing a few laps just to loosen it up to people cracking out ridiculously high mileage, getting up at 5 o'clock in the water, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and in the water at 5:30 a.m. Actually, I almost got up. This morning and swam, but I rolled over when I saw it was windy and was like, "Yeah, I'll just stay in bed."
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite things to do is just finish work and go to the pool and work it out.
Well, I can tell you have a passion for it. I know I only have a couple minutes left with you. I do want to ask you, as a master pitchman, what's going to be the next big project we should be looking out for, or product?
Well, I can't tell you the next big one coming up, because that would be a secret. But I tell you what is hot right now.
Yeah.
Right, I think, I actually just wrote down four of my hottest. The Hurricane Spin Broom, I think I'm going to predict.
Yes.
It's going to be the commercial that you see everywhere. It's like a street sweeper.
Yep.
The Spin Spa. It's a spinning brush for your back and for your feet to help you out in the shower after you get out of the pool. The Turbo Scrub, it's a year of things that spin. The Turbo Scrub spins, the Spin Spa spins, and the Hurricane Spin Broom spins. So if it spins this year, 2017, and we're actually very involved with Nutrisystem. So if you see any of the Nutrisystem commercials on the air, you know, diet and exercise go together. And, of course, I got to tell you, OxyClean, the stain specialist, powered by the air you breathe, activated by the water you and I drink. I'm actually shooting an OxyClean commercial tomorrow.
Ah.
And I have another big endorsement coming up that I can't talk about, but it will be on the air. But I guarantee you, if you order now, it's 3 easy payments, and I'll make the first payment for you. Just got to pay processing.
I love talking to you. It's been a joy to get
to
know you, and we'll make sure we have all the links that you mentioned on the website. Anthony Sullivan, thank you so much, and we'll make sure that everybody knows.
USMS.org/learn to swim, and I'll see you in the water or on television.